This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the highways and in the skies, Americans will get few problems from the weather on this busy travel day. The Christmas Eve forecast, rain in some areas, including the southeast coast and the west coast. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, bringing some rain and some mountain snow. Things got off to a rough start early yesterday, though, for those flying in and out of Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, which was closed for hours due to heavy rains and flooding. These folks were inconvenienced.
Our Uber picked us up and he said the airport was closed.
Hearing that was
really confusing.
A House Judiciary Committee lawyer says the U.S. House could add more charges against President Trump if new evidence is uncovered. A federal court filing argues testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn could reveal presidential misconduct beyond the Ukraine scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As the year draws to a close, there is no sign of any movement when it comes to restarting talks with North Korea on denuclearization. Meanwhile, as USA Radio's Robin Walensky tells us, the Pentagon's keeping a close eye on the North during the Christmas holiday.
The regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert.
Some suspect the North may launch a long-range ballistic missile, which would be the first time it's done that in about 2 years. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, taking new shots at billionaire philanthropist and liberal cause donor George Soros. In a New York Magazine interview published yesterday, Giuliani says he, as in Giuliani, is more of a Jew than Soros is. Giuliani is Roman Catholic. Soros survived the Holocaust as a Hungarian teenager of Jewish descent. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Sears is selling another one of its long, familiar brands. This time it's Die Hard Car Batteries brand. The company announcing the $200 million sale to Advance Auto Parts. Sears' parent company says Sears stores will still sell non-automotive items from sporting goods to lawn and garden products and authentic workwear. The FDA has approved a new drug to treat migraines, announcing yesterday that it could be a new option for people who cannot take or don't respond to migraine medications currently on the market. It will be sold under the name Ubrelvy by the pharmaceutical company Allergan. A new study published last month finds the drug showed greater rates of pain and symptom relief compared to a placebo. An estimated 40 million Americans suffer regularly from migraines. And there are fewer Chinese restaurants in the U.S. now than there were 5 years ago. As owners of restaurants prepare for retirement, their children are not so excited about taking over those types of family businesses. Original owners, generally from China, while their kids have been raised in the U.S., many have gone to college and pursued other careers. According to Yelp, the percentage of Chinese restaurants in the top 20 metro areas is at 6.5%, as compared to 7.3% 5 years ago. years ago. That translates to 1,200 fewer places to get your Chinese favorites. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, America, joining in as we pursue the truth together, you and I, no matter where it leads, because it is that important. Too many decisions have been made. Absence of the truth. And we are paying the price. I mean, here we are in the mess that we're in. And, you know, like any good manager, when this happens, what they will do is insist that we take a pause, hit the pause button. Let's go back and rewind here life for a moment and rediscover when things were going well, or at least when there was less, dysfunction. You know, what was happening in our country before we got to this chaotic point that we're experiencing? And especially today, because what we find is our young men, our boys, are the ones that are dealing with this. We're waiting on a connection with Dr. Warren Farrell. Looking forward to having him back. He's been with us many times. He and John Gray have written, I believe, the definitive book on the boy crises. And that's, in fact, that's the title of the book, The Boy Crises, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. In this book, as you've heard us discuss before, in defining the boy crisis, you can look at several distinct areas. In the crisis of education, worldwide, boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. Now, this is something that just didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for a while, okay? And I know you're going to ask yourself, how could this happen? It's not only happened, but it's still happening. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise, and as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. Think about that number. I mean, we have left our young boys absolutely vulnerable. We've put them on a trajectory of self-annihilation, suicide. I mean, if that doesn't break your heart right on and doesn't cause you to want to jump in front of this runaway bus, I don't know what else you need to hear. We're hearing too many of young people. We hear about, our soldiers to the count of 22 committing suicide on a daily basis. But suicide is becoming all too common and apparent in our society. Dr. Farrell writes, it's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drink, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. It's a crisis of purpose. Boys' old sense of purpose, being a warrior, a leader, or a sole breadwinner, is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what is the boys' crisis? The boys' crisis is a comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help our sons become happier, healthier men and fathers and leaders worthy of our respect. And thank God for the efforts of Dr. Gray and Dr. Farrell, because it's now rising to the point to where the White House says, Dr. Farrell, we need you here. We got to talk about this crisis. And he's with us right now, Dr. Warren Farrell. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It is wonderful to be with you again.
Always enjoy our time, because we've got to keep this up front and center. I mean, there's so many things that we're dealing with in our society, but clearly the boy crisis, I've got to put that at the top of the list, Dr. Farrell.
Absolutely, and I have to acknowledge the White House has been wonderful, and I say this from the perspective of I chair this coalition to create a White House Council on Boys and Men, and we have approached, we are a multi-partisan coalition, left, right, a libertarian, a center. We, you know, if you have an opinion, we want to hear it, if it's related to boys and men's issues, and so we approach the Democrats, we approach the Republicans, we approach the, I was originally asked by the Obama administration to be an advisor to the White House Council on Women and Girls, because I had had a background being on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women, as I think we've talked about before, right, in New York City. And so I was open to anyone putting, any administration putting this front and center. But the Obama administration, at the last minute, Valerie Jarrett crossed the request for a White House Council on Boys and Men off the agenda, right, when we were outside of President Obama's Oval Office, and they never came back to it. They never would allow us to come back to it. And so then I approached the seven of the Democratic presidential candidates in Iowa, talked with them about the issue. Andrew Yang and John Hickenlooper were very receptive, but they only Andrew Yang was brought it up at the last debate as an issue, and so that made some progress there. But the people who were really receptive, who understood the importance of fathers, the importance of family, were the people in the Trump administration, in the Health and Human Services, the Department of Justice, and then eventually it went up to the White House. And so I've been fortunate enough to have now four meetings with the White House, and their receptivity has been nothing short of terrific, really. Mm-hmm. They have been asking questions about how, what was the underlying cause of the boy crisis, and when I explained that it was, that there are about 10 causes of the boy crisis. One is this purpose void that you referred to, where boys used to always have a purpose, which was every generation had its war, and the fathers in the society could say, you'll be a hero if you're willing to risk your life and die in this war and be disposable. Being disposable was always a sign of being willing to be a real man, and so if they weren't disposable in war, they could be disposable in hazardous jobs, or they could be disposable by working 50 to 70 hours a week as a trying to become a CEO or some type of top leader, all of which increased the likelihood that men would earn more money, but that somebody else would spend while they would die sooner. Mm-hmm. And so the good news was that they had a sense of purpose. The bad news was that they often died sooner in the process of achieving that purpose. And so now every generation doesn't have the wars are not so vital and don't have such purpose like they did when Hitler was potentially going to take over the world. Mm-hmm. And so they're much more politically mixed. And so people don't make the soldiers heroes to such a degree. Women are helping. So that purpose as a warrior has evaporated to some degree. And then the purpose as a sole breadwinner, while women who have children still want men to be good breadwinners, they often participate in the process of sharing the breadwinning burden. And so the man as a sole breadwinner has lost some of his purpose. And so so that creates a purpose void. And the purpose void is a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is that the man doesn't have to become a man by being disposable. The good thing is that he is That's the good thing. The bad thing is it could be a purpose void, and he could say, "What? You know, what am I here for? What's my meaning?" Mm-hmm. The good thing about that is a purpose void actually is wonderful when you have a father and mother both involved in raising the children, because the mother tends to sort of really focus on the boy's talents and special skills and special sensitivities, and encourage the boy to say, "Be a musician if that's what his talent is, or be an actor, or be a writer, or whatever it is." But when the mother encourages that, and the dad isn't in the picture, the boy doesn't have usually the discipline that creates the postponed gratification. So without the postponed gratification and the discipline, the boy focuses on being a musician, but he can't follow up with the discipline to do that music every day, play that piano every day, and take away from things that he wants to do, like respond to somebody's text or an invitation to play.
Right. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Farrell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
listening to Bill Martinez live. You
Fresh and independent, we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Warren Farrell and his book, The Boy Crisis, continues. Dr. Farrell, this is such a crisis of such significant importance that, you know, I appreciate that we're starting to, I say we're, I'm involving myself in the corporate objective here of getting this story to where the White House is responding. You know, we need all hands on deck to address this problem. But this is an immediate problem. We have boys in crisis. We have suicide. I mean, it's almost every day I'm hearing of another suicide of a young boy, a young person, that it's heartbreaking, Dr. Farrell. And
it really is. And if one is listening here and worry, is thinking, you know, is there really a boy crisis? You know, don't all boys, are they more likely to become, you know, political leaders and corporate leaders and so on? Yes, that is true. But what is not, because that is accurate, there is such a lack of focus on the fact that the deaths by opioid addiction is 2-to-1 males to females. When a boy does not have a father involved in the home, that's the biggest predictor of suicide. And he's much more likely to be depressed, much more likely not to complete activities and therefore be ashamed of himself. Very few people know that boys' IQs are dropping, that their sperm counts have gone down by 50%. When sperm counts go down, that means a much greater likelihood of less healthy and robust children. So this affects not just that boy, but it affects the entire health of the next generation. And so there is, most of us know that boys are much less likely to graduate from college today than they used to be. It used to be that girls graduated about 64, boys graduated about 60% of the time compared to girls about 40%, and now that his figure is coming close to being reversed. The very important is that our schools have not kept up with vocational education. They do not have male teachers to nearly the degree that they should. So when boys go from mother-only families to female adult teacher, female teacher schools, the boy has no role model either in the home or in the school, and it doesn't really take a rocket scientist to figure out that that boy is going to be vulnerable to a gang leader or a drug dealer, with an authoritarian personality wanting to channel his testosterone in a negative way, and give him a sense of belonging and a sense of reputation. That's a false, misdirected sense of belonging. Very few people realize that these boys are also much more likely to be vulnerable, to the point of, if you watch the movie Spotlight, and you know they pointed out in that movie that the people that the priests focused on were dad-deprived boys, boys without fathers. Hitler Youth focused on boys without fathers. They saw the vulnerability, the need for boys to have direction, and when they didn't, and when that direction was not channeled positively, somebody took advantage of the vulnerability of the boys. And so these are the things that we're facing, not just in the United States, but all around the world. And we see with the mass shootings are, people argue, is it guns that's the problem? Well, girls have the same access to the same guns as boys do. Is it violence in the media that's the problem? Well, girls have the same access to the same violence in the media, same family values. Is it poverty that's the problem? Girls are the sisters of boys who are at the same economic level all across the board. And so you control for all those variables, and you end up with the fact that it's the difference between the mass shooters are the girls versus boys. But you dig deeper and you find out that about 80% of those boys are dad deprived boys.
We're reaping what we've sown. I mean, you got to go to the root, and that's what you're pointing to. And I think the other thing is that's coming out, at least what I'm hearing, Dr. Farrell, is
you know, these institutions, as well-meaning as they may have been, they're failing. I mean, you know, I was reading the other day, in light of 7 million jobs that are out there, you know, without being filled, is they're looking for candidates. The problem is they're ill-equipped. And maybe this might revive, you know, these special job trainings, you know, like we used to have when you and I were growing up, that they might be able to jump on that opportunity and save a lot of kids in the process and give them some meaningful jobs. And these jobs that are waiting in the offing, Dr. Farrell, that we're not talking minimum wage jobs. These are really excellent jobs. But, you know, the people who are the HR people that are looking for candidates, they're just saying, hey, look, we just don't have qualified candidates. And I said, well, they may need to go through a training period and put them through an apprentice program of some sort and train them up and, you know, get them to work, because this is the other thing that is absolutely basic to these young kids, is they want this sense of productivity, this sense of accomplishment, this sense that they are providing for themselves and for their family.
You are right at every single nuance of what you said. And Jerome Powell points out that there are two crises that are in the offing that America has to watch out for the future. And one is the cyber warfare crisis, and the other is the boy crisis. And the boy crisis, one of the parts of the boy crisis that hits the nail on the same head that you just hit it on, is the vocational education part. He says that we're not preparing our boys to be able to handle the technology of the future, and that requires an extensive vocational education program in all our schools that prepares boys, not just, you know, when I grew up it was shop and mechanics and things like that, relatively simple things, and the boys who were not academically inclined really loved that, and that was terrific for them. But today that mechanic can't go under the car and turn a few different things. He has to be very aware of, you know, microchips, and much more of the effort is mental. Much more of the effort has to bridge the gap between what the technology was in the past versus what the technology will be in the future, which is far more sophisticated. So we say, wait a minute, you know, Dr. Farrell, you know, when you write the boy crisis, how can you say that this will be very good for non-academic boys? You just told me a minute ago that boys can't focus on this type of thing. And the truth is that when boys know that they have a goal in mind, so for example, they may not be interested in physics or chemistry because it's very abstract and doesn't have a goal in mind. But if a boy learns that the best paid welders know a certain amount about physics and chemistry,
exactly,
now he has that goal of being a welder, the best paid welder, and therefore being more attractive to women, therefore being more, get more respect from his parents, or he's a great plumber, or he's really good at AI. If boys need goals, and then they need to do things, they don't learn as easily as girls do on the average in the classroom, listening to a teacher explain something more abstractly without the goal in mind. Girls are better as a rule at that type of learning. Yeah. But about 30-35% of boys do not learn that way. They learn by doing, and even the other 65% of boys, they tend to learn better by doing. Girls will tend to say, I want to go into business, let me get an MBA. Boys will tend to say to a greater degree, I want to go into business, let me start a business. They tend to jump into it. There's advantages and disadvantages to both approaches, but we have to understand that boys' style of learning tends to be different than girls' style of learning. And dads, when they're involved in the family, they tend to get the boys involved in doing things. Okay, let me take my son out and my daughter out camping. And, you know, Dad, can I walk down to the lake? Well, the lake is a bit of a distance. Are you sure you're not going to get lost? I won't get lost. I won't get lost. Okay, do it. So the kid gets lost. And then the mother goes, you know, berserk that the kid's gotten lost. How could you let it be so negligent? The dad wants that child to experience getting lost within a relatively safe environment. So that its foci becomes more focused on how do I attract this experience?
Exactly. Well, Dr. Farrell, I think that you've encouraged us all to consider this vocational training. I think there's going to be a revival of it. It's needed because you've got all these jobs, and it excites me to think of the latent labor force. I say latent; it's there in the waiting. And if we get these opportunities in front of this labor force, these kids are going to be all over this, And man, you talk about productivity, and you think about things that would go a long way in remedying this boy crisis. I think that's a strong potential, just from my perspective. Dr. Warren Farrell, he's the author of the book. He and Dr. John Gray of the Boy Crisis. Always an honor to have you with us, Dr. Farrell. I appreciate the time.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you. You ask good questions and you listen so well, Bill.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the highways and in the skies, Americans will get few problems from the weather on this busy travel day. The Christmas Eve forecast for rain in some areas, including the southeast coast and the west coast. Another system will make its way through the Four Corners region, bringing some rain and some mountain snow. Things got off to a rough start early yesterday, though, for those flying in and out of Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, which was closed for hours due to heavy rains and flooding. These folks were inconvenienced.
Our Uber picked us up, and he said the airport was closed. Hearing that was really confusing.
A House Judiciary Committee lawyer says the U.S. House could add more charges against President Trump if new evidence is uncovered. A federal court filing argues testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn could reveal presidential misconduct beyond the Ukraine scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got former Senator Jim DeMint joining us, chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. We're going to be talking about his new book, amongst other things, only because there's a couple of things we can talk about, Jim, these days, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to talk about, yeah.
Well, the Democrats are totally impeachment addicted. Everything they look at, they want to impeach right now. And, we saw what happened on the Hill here recently with the Inspector General's report, everything the president has put the context, well, more than the context, he put the script of the conversation with the president of Ukraine. Everybody can see it. It's unredacted. So we're able to take a look at it. Now, you've got everybody taking sides on this, Jim. I mean, did the president do something wrong that's worthy of impeachment?
I don't think the conversation with the president of Ukraine had anything to do with it. The Democrats have been talking about impeaching Trump before he was inaugurated, and they're looking for almost anything to do it, including chewing gum in class. And so I just think they're losing their credibility on this. And I think the worst part of it for them is they're doing it the year before the election. Between now and then, Americans will have a time to learn, read the script for themselves, that this was just another effort to overturn the last election and to do everything they can to make sure Trump is not reelected.
Yeah, they're not giving up the fight. I mean, after all the money that we've invested in time and resources on the Mueller investigation of the Russian hoax, it's interesting because a lot that they're arguing and putting on Trump is the very thing that they themselves did in the previous administration. So on one hand, it's okay clearly, but on the other hand, now every bit of exception is taken, and boy, they're just trying to do everything they can to tighten the screws. And meanwhile, you know, we the people are paying for this very ineffectual government that's in operation, or at least stalled out anyway.
It's just chaos, and I know we're going to talk about the book in a minute, but when you're talking about impeachment, socialism, or the great divide in our country, what we hope people will understand, it's really not about a conversation with Ukraine or Russia or whatever. It is about a clash of worldviews that's taking place now between the right and the left. It's important for those of us who care about the things that made this country great is to know what they are and know how to keep them and know how to build on them for the future. So that's really my commitment now. A lot of folks call themselves conservatives, but not too many people really know what it means.
Exactly. And I think this is why your book is going to have so much impact right now, Senator, is that you and Rachel Bivard, who's the head of policy there with you, you've come together to write conservative, knowing what to keep. So let's define conservatism in the modern era. And, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, cut back a little bit of the hedges a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. And a lot of what we try to do is take some of the basic principles of Russell Kirk and his, you know, landmark book, The Conservative Mind, and bring them forward and so people can understand them. And Rachel is a millennial. And so one of the ideas of the book is to write it in a way that if someone is interested and they're 25 or 30 years old, that this is going to make sense in their terms. And one of the points we make in the book is that conservatism is really common sense. All of us are essentially conservative. We want to keep the things that matter in our own lives.
Right.
And we just have to amplify that to our families, our communities, and to our nation as a whole. You can't make real progress by throwing everything out and starting over again and throwing out free market capitalism and putting socialism in. We've seen that all over the world, in Venezuela, Russia. You've seen it so many times. It's hard to believe that people would even believe that's something we should talk about. So the whole first part of conservative is talking about those things that we need to keep, not in terms of specific policies, but of concepts that we're a covenant nation. We need to keep our faith. We need to keep our differences. We need to keep our federalism, in a sense, our republic, what we're built on. When people start talking about the Electoral College, they need to be reminded the reason that we had that, along with several other things related to the states, is our founders never wanted a national democracy. They wanted a limited federal government with 50 states doing most of their own thing. And that's how we stay free.
Exactly. Well, and I'm really grateful that you started with the foundation of keeping our covenants. What was foundational in the minds of our founding fathers? And you touched on some of those key points. We've got to get back, because like in anything, in any kind of organization, whether it's business, church, whatever, when a CEO comes in or a leader comes in and sees that they've gotten off track, they always go back. You pull out documents. You're looking at spreadsheets to say, when was the country, when was the organization doing well? When was it operating best on all cylinders, so to speak? Because when you go back to that point and recapture that moment, you see where you made a wrong turn. And we can see just in an overview, a general overview of our country, that we've made several wrong turns where we have violated those basic covenants, have we not?
We sure have, and that's why keeping our covenants is our first chapter, in effect, because we the people is essentially a covenant between the people, our God, and our government. And when people believe that regardless of external things such as race or gender or whatever, that we are in a covenant with each other to do what's best for ourselves and each other and our families, it creates a totally different culture than one where we're all in different groups and at odds with each other and trying to get the government to be the referee and determine who wins and loses. So we are a covenant nation, and so a lot of ways modeled after the covenant God made with Israel. And so not that it's religious necessarily, but when people burn our flag or kneel at our anthem, they're essentially separating themselves from the covenant. And so we need to realize that we're a people, not that we're all the same, but we share some common values that hold us together despite our diversity.
But covenant, though, transcends a contractual arrangement, does it not?
Oh, yes. And one of the principles that Russell Kirk talked about was the first principle in his mind was a belief in a transcendent order. And that's where we're all focused on this external accountability, this permanent moral order that helps us relate to each other in a way that is more civil and more enduring. And so, it goes much beyond a contract, and it's certainly much beyond having people in power who are telling us what our rights are and what we're supposed to do. That was never our country. It's we the people covenanting together to control our government, and it's the people who are in charge in America.
Exactly. And without that covenant and the faith, that foundation, there's no way we take on the slavery issue, do we?
No. And when people criticize our past, we just have to look back at our founding documents, our declaration, what keeps, you know, hearkening to us to fix these problems. And that's really what conservatism is identifying the things that work, but also the things that don't. And our Constitution, our Declaration cries out to us that all men are created equal. And we didn't fix that from the beginning, but we have fixed it. And instead of talking about what we did, you know, 250 years ago, let's talk about what we've done to fix these things.
Exactly.
And I think we'd be very proud of America, what we've done with women's rights and a lot of other things in our country, if we look at the good things. And like you said, back in fact, what worked then? How did that get done? And it didn't get done by putting people in groups. Martin Luther King didn't appeal to folks as African Americans, but all Americans.
Right.
He felt like what he did was for all Americans. He didn't want it to be race. He wanted us to be judged by the content of our character.
Exactly.
Not the content of, not the color,
the color of our skin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they're just some inspiring thoughts that we're bringing forward in the book. I'd love for people, everyone who calls himself a conservative, to read it so we could, a lot of us could be on the same page with what it is we're really fighting for. And the second part of the book is about...
I'll tell you what, before we get into that, though, we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Senator Jim DeMint right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. You should be asking him the question. And I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. This appears to be an overwhelming abuse of power. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. Trying to intimidate a foreign leader. I looked, I said, leave in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a... got fired. And everybody's looked at it and said, there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
It's before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're talking with the former Senator Jim DeMint and his new book that he wrote with Rachel Bavard. I got to tell you, Jim, it's interesting. I've talked to Rachel for a long time now. She's on the show quite regularly, and we love having her insight. She is so wise, and her background is incredible. When you talked in terms of her being a millennial, I had to really pause for just a moment because she has so much to offer, certainly as a senior policy expert.
She does. If you read her resume, you say she's got to be 60 years old because she's been a lead. I mean, she's from upstate New York, and I'm from South Carolina, so it's good to get some understanding there, but she was a staff leader in the House. She was a staff leader in the Senate. I brought her over to Heritage when I was there, and she was one of the top policy people. And now she's a senior partner at the Conservative Partnership, teaching other staff how things are done so that they can get things done. So, but she is, like you said, a very wise person.
Yes. Well, in considering the book titled Conservative, Knowing What to Keep, we discussed in the first segment the issues to keep, and chapters 1 through 6 focuses on that, keeping our covenants, our faith, knowing our and keeping our differences. I mean, we need to embrace that. I mean, this is what we love about this country of ours, is that we have just incredible differences that can come together. You know, I've often said e pluribus unum, but you have to know what the unum is, because that's what holds the e pluribus us together, does it not?
It does. And you know, Russell Kirk talked about celebrating our differences. And the left now wants to make us all the same, at least as far as what we believe and the things we do. Most of their policies push us into the same pot. But the way you can have unity in a very diverse country is to allow people who are different to do their own thing.
Exactly.
And that's the case against central government. It is a case for federalism, of people making their own decisions, because you can live with neighbors who believe totally different things, who wear different things, who act differently, but as long as they're not forcing you to do that, you can have fun and love being together.
Exactly.
But when we start trying to put everybody in the same school to learn the same thing, to get the same health care, to, you know, have all the same rules of what straws we drink out of, I mean, you start getting people who are very resistant to that, and that's where we create the tension. When we try to make laws in Washington for all 50 states that don't need to be made for all 50 states, that divides us.
Exactly. Yeah, Senator, in my heart, and just in the very essence of who I am, I resist it because it leads to mediocrity. I just wasn't raised that way. Our dad raised us in such a way to where, you know, you went for the golden ring. You know, you worked hard. Working hard would pay its dividends, and you make your own way. And the principles, the founding principles of this country, and the values for freedom that we hold to, give us that altitude and that that concept, that vision for excellence, that one size fits all in a big government, you know, the whole idea of mediocrity, just it is the theft of humanity, I believe.
You're exactly right. When you try to put everyone in the same pot, one size fits all, then you seek the lowest common denominator. But like you said, if you let people excel, it pulls everybody up.
Exactly.
That's what inspired me as I looked at people around me who were doing great things and things that I thought were important. That's what inspired me. It was not being in a pool of mediocre folks who had no incentive to do anything else.
That wouldn't happen. Exactly. So the book in two parts, Knowing What to Keep. Now part two, Knowing What to Fix.
Yeah, a big part of that is helping people know not only what the left does and how they are organized, but what really motivates these people. Why would someone want to tear down those things that seem to matter? And if you read through the book, you'll just see that all of their direction is the opposite of what ours is. Instead of being different, they want us to be the same. They're trying to get faith out of our country. They don't want anything about an American covenant. They want all these different groups because they can foment distrust between the groups, and that creates political power. And they certainly don't want a Republican form of government with electoral college that protects the power of the states. They want central government, and more than that, all of them lean towards more global government. And I was really happy to see Trump deal with that this week.
Exactly. Right.
At the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
So, the second part of this, I think, will help people see what we're up against, how it's funded, and how it's organized. And so my goal here is someone who's trying to build this movement and support it, lead it, is that people will really understand what it is that we're for and what we're up against.
Exactly. And, you know, at the very basis, again, of all this, when you consider our Constitution, and I believe it was Benjamin Franklin, when he was asked if we were going to be, you know, when the Founding Fathers were working on this republic, he says, well, what kind of government do we have? He says, well, a republic, but, it's just going to be up to the people if they can keep it, because it's all designed for a people of moral standing. And so the left wants to negate morality altogether, and this is why we're running into problems that we're running in right now, is because we're morally conflicted. And when we are morally conflicted, the left reigns and they gain ground. So we need to re-anchor, which goes back to number one, we need to re-anchor to our faith in those moral principles.
Exactly. Well, there are more of us than there are of people on the left, mm-hmm. but we're not nearly as united as they are, because we, by nature, we're independent. We don't want any central control. But this book has been on my mind for years as I've worked in the conservative movement since well before the Tea Party. And I think if we can all come together on a common understanding of what makes this country great and how we can build on it and make it better in the future, I think it's going to make us a much stronger conservative movement and, more importantly, a much better country.
You know, Senator, I just wrote a commentary here a couple of weeks ago about the second American Revolution. People have been saying to me, Bill, we need another revolution. And I'm saying, look, it's here. It's been here. It's been going on. The left is very well organized, as you say, very well funded. They have their act together. They know what they're doing. And the reason that they're pulverizing conservatives is because we're so disparate. And this book helps congeal what the mission is and what we need to do in order to warrior up here.
Exactly. And I think it's not that we need everybody in politics. In fact, what we need is a strong culture, and politics eventually will follow the and that's really why I left the Senate and I'm working on the outside, is I've got to win the battle on the outside.
Exactly.
And then elect good people, take care of them when they get there. That's what we do at the partnership. But again, Bill, thanks for letting me talk about this book. And I'm going to get you a signed hard copy, but I hope folks will order it. So we can get some attention to it all around the country and then get our country moving in the right direction.
Okay, please tell them how they can be in touch and how they can order the book.
Well, the book, you can just Google Conservative by the Mint, or you can go to Amazon.com. There's also Premier Collectibles has the book at a little lower price right now, but it's everywhere they sell books. It came out this week, so I'm looking forward to going around the country and talking to people about it, getting their input. But hopefully within a few months, we'll have a lot of folks singing from the song, same song sheet.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to link it on our website. Senator, it's an honor to have you on the show, and we appreciate your time. And we know there's a lot of demand on it. But congratulations to you and Rachel for this great work. This is something rather needed for the conservative movement. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Senator Jim DeMint, this book, Conservative, Knowing What to Keep, Knowing What to Fix, the chapters in the first part of the book, Knowing What to Keep, Keeping Our Covenants, Keeping Our Faith, Keeping Our Differences, Keeping Our Republic, Keeping Our Institutions and Traditions, Keeping Our Land of Opportunity is Chapter 6. And the second part addresses the motivation and goals of the left. You know, we need to see what it is that the left is doing. And I think that's been part of the issue, is that we need to have knowledge here. Knowledge is power, you know, and understand how the left is organized. I mean, we're seeing what's going on, you know, with this attack on the president right now, this latest impeachment movement. And we're seeing that behind it all, you've got the same players. You know, George Soros, these antitheticals to our form of government are highly behind this move by the Democrats and what they're doing right now in impeaching our president and doing everything they can. You talk about going into a constitutional crisis. Think about it. And this is why a lot of hearts are heavy across this country right now, because they see, you know, we're seeing what's being done to our president, what's being done to our democracy right now. It's very reckless. And the kind of reckless speech that's out there. Look, I'm a proponent, just like you, of our First Amendment right to free speech. But, you know, when you are an elected official, you would only think that they would consider and adhere to some level of civility and some level of standard conversation, that we would not disengage from the spirit of truth and the qualities of truth. That's what we should do, is pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and to make sure that we're doing right by all concerned. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. Jeremy Camp is up next. You're going to have fun with this one.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people